Good morning. Radar screen shows heavy rain moving into Jasper County from Polk County. It's back to the Colfax area. Expecting some rain, even a thunderstorm today. An additional 9 positive coronavirus cases announced by Governor Kim Reynolds across the state last night. Total infected Iowans now 38. 3 of the new cases in Johnston County, 2 in Polk County, 2 in Dallas County, 1 in Washington County, and 1 in Winnesee County. Pella Corporation, they have sent an employee home due to concerns over COVID-19. Public Relations Brand Communications Manager for Pella Corporation, Nicole Pickray, releasing a statement saying they learned of a team member that had symptoms compatible with COVID-19. And based on what they know about the situation, they needed to take the matter seriously. Team member was asked to self-isolate per guidelines of the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And Pella Corporation says they're thoroughly disinfecting the work area and taking additional preventative measures to ensure the health and safety of their team members. Yesterday, Newton Mayor Mike Hansa amended his emergency proclamation from Tuesday, and now all city buildings are closed in Newton to public access. This includes the City Hall, Public Works Office, the Newton Fire Department, Newton Police Department. Of course, the library had closed earlier, and Newton Waterworks inside City Hall, so they're closed too. All these facilities closed to walk-in traffic, but the mayor says city services will continue as these employees will be providing services through phone calls, online, and email. The mayor also, again, encouraging residents to limit their contact with other people, and make sure the information they're getting about the latest coronavirus developments is accurate.
Please practice social distancing. Each and every individual can do their part so that we can squash the curve. If you need further information, there's a line set up, 211-211. You can call that and get updated information.
City also sent out a press release yesterday about wipes, flushable and non-flushable, amidst the pandemic. City's water pollution control facility is seeing an increased number of these wipes in the sewer system. They say it can harm city sewer pipes, also your home sewer pipes as well, as these wipes snag on any imperfection in sewer pipes, catching debris and grease and creating clogs. So again, they're asking residents not to send those down into the sewer system. During a special meeting last night, PCM School Board voted unanimously to pay district employees through mid-April, including hourly employees like bus drivers, crossing guards, janitors.
So PCM compensates employees on or by the 20th of each month. Current employees' salary and hour. So we're recommending continue with the March 20th and April 20th payroll as usual. March 20th payroll is for services rendered between February 8th and March 6th. Hourly staff will be paid based on actual hours worked during this time frame. Contract employees will receive their regular contract installment. The April 20th payroll will be for services rendered March 7th through April 3rd. Hourly staff will be paid based on regularly scheduled hours during this time frame. Contract employees will receive their regular contract installment. All benefits will remain as usual.
That is PCM Superintendent Brad Germelin. Now, the PCM Board of Education also voted last night to postpone prom. Again, they postponed prom, didn't cancel it. It was to take place April 18th. That was unanimously postponed. They also talked about possible scenarios for holding graduation. No action taken. Also discussed about the possibility of providing student meals during the time the school is off. District is scheduled to resume classes Monday, April 13th. Of course, that is subject to change. PCM School Board did ask the public not to physically attend that special meeting last night per the mass gathering restrictions and the governor's public health disaster emergency declaration. The meeting was live streamed on the district's website. That is your KCOB News this hour. I'm Randy Van.